President Donald Trump made his triumphant return at the RNC with an entrance looking like he's the king of rock and roll, which is ironic as the RNC also featured a performance from Kid Rock, an amazing 10-minute speech from Tucker Carlson, but also featured some speakers that many conservatives were upset about. But more importantly, Hulk Hogan himself came out to start Trumpamania by tearing off his shirt. Now, I want to get you guys all updated on the 4 days of speeches, Trump's 90-minute monologue, the media's meltdowns, and everything else in that concise, lighthearted format. But I think the most important aspect about all of this is after July 13th, we are seeing an entirely new version of Trump, as he shifted away from his mean tweet energy to a purely America-first unification persona, as I've heard it from several apolitical people that this is the president that they could vote for.
The discord and division in our society must be healed. We must heal it quickly. As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Because not everybody enjoyed his in-your-face antics, but everybody would enjoy someone that could reset the economy and fix their finances. That's why it's great we have a sponsor for today's video, PDS Debt. Nowadays, it's real easy to get deep into credit card debt, especially since the system is basically set up for you to be stuck in it forever. So if you're struggling with credit cards, medical bills, and even debt already in collections, PDS Debt can help. As everyone with $10,000 or more in eligible debt qualifies, and there is no minimum credit score required. And this would have definitely helped me, as I remember making payments every single month on various accounts while my overall debt was still somehow increasing. And I only wish I could have saved my money by paying it off quicker. So don't miss out on these savings and get a free debt analysis right now at pdsdebt.com/decoyvoice. It only takes 30 seconds. That's pdsdebt.com/decoyvoice. So somehow even the official Biden-Harris campaign account is retweeting how Hulkamania stole the show at the RNC, as I have no idea why they would highlight Hulk Hogan, who has the same stance as many American voters.
What brought you out here? Why are you here?
Well, you know, Brett, I got tired of remaining silent. You know, I sat back and watched the borders collapse. I watched the economy collapse. You know, I watched the price of gas, the price of food, everything just do an upside down flip. And when they took a shot at my hero, Donald Trump, I realized that I couldn't be silent anymore. You know, I had to step up.
Now, Greg does have a point on how far American politics has shifted downwards, as the RNC has also invited Amber Rose, a model, to speak at the convention.
And I believe the left-wing propaganda that Donald Trump was a racist. My father said, "No, he's not, Amber. What are you talking about?" And when I insisted, he said, "Prove it." So to prove my father wrong, I did my research and looked into all things Donald Trump. I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love.
Now, many people are pointing out a possible grift, as she may just be capitalizing on the MAGA movement. As Melanie Mack posted about how her speech coincided with her spicy content sale. And I understand traditional conservatives not necessarily appreciating an adult creator getting the spotlight when they don't quite exemplify conservative values. But I personally think Amber Rose at the RNC is a good thing, as there's no other way to put it but Simps Vote Too. And if you got a bunch of dudes willing to send her $10 a month to see her picks, I'm sure she can convince them to get in the voting booth too. And right before an election with potential pipe bursts, CrowdStrike glitches, and whatever other convenient problems that could happen, now is not the time to turn up your nose at potential voters. Just to gatekeep supporting Donald Trump, because even if the grift is fake, the votes are real. But someone I'm positive isn't grifting is the UFC's Dana White, as he's constantly seen with Trump.
I know why he's running for president again. Why else would he put himself through everything he's dealt with just to get back here? We all know he doesn't need this. This guy's got a great life. He has a beautiful family, and he has achieved everything that you could possibly achieve in life. I know President Trump is literally putting his life on the line for something bigger than himself, and he's willing to risk it all because he loves this country.
and even the UNC frat boys that were recently seen protecting the American flag from college protesters. They were also invited to the RNC to reward them for their efforts.
When a mob tried to take down the American flag on our campus, we knew we couldn't let that happen.
And who I think had the best speech, Tucker Carlson took to the stage to share his story about Trump's courage.
I watched the video of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania about 50 times. The more I watched it, the more it struck me that everything was different. And this convention is different, the nation is different, the world is different, Donald Trump is different. When he stood up after being shot in the face, bloodied, and put his hand up, I thought at that moment, that was a transformation. He was no longer just a political party's nominee, or a former president, or a future president. This was the leader of a nation. Just because you call yourself the president doesn't mean that much inherently. I can call my dog the CEO of Hewlett-Packard. It doesn't mean she is. A leader is the bravest man. This is a law of nature. And in that moment, Donald Trump, months before the presidential election, became the leader of this nation. He turned down the most obvious opportunity in politics to inflame the nation after being shot. To inflame the nation, which is an opportunity that almost every other politician I've ever met, and certainly his opponents, would have taken instantly.
And I know Tucker's a journalist, and he's doing amazing things since leaving Fox, but I think America desperately needs a Tucker Carlson press secretary. Someone that has seen both sides of the media, and is no longer scared of saying what's really going on. And having Tucker on Trump's team would actually make the media too terrified of looking stupid to even try to ask those misleading questions. As sending out their little soundbite to their 10,000 viewers would mean nothing when Carlson could show the full truth to his millions of listeners right after. But when Trump finally made his entrance, the imagery was legendary, as he legitimately was inches from not being alive.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Then paid his respects for the firefighter that lost his life instead of his.
I ask that we observe a moment of silence in honor of our friend Corey. There is no greater love than to lay down.
Now, there were disgusting comments from Biden's minions, highlighting the jacket reading Comperator instead of Comperator. But it's literally the same jacket from the firehouse that Corey served at. Now, we could sit here and argue about a potential fake fire jacket, or explain character limits for long names on government equipment, but all of that is irrelevant when you have a president honoring the man that lost his life protecting his family. But the only thing this Biden superfan sees is an opportunity to call Trump dumb. He's literally losing his humanity to collect pennies from the Democrats, and he doesn't even realize it. But Trump's entire energy has shifted.
But if the events of last Saturday make anything clear, it is that every single moment we have on Earth is a gift from God.
Where he has the same MAGA message with none of the mean tweets.
America's future will be bigger, better, bolder, brighter, happier, stronger, freer, greater, and more united than ever before. We will very quickly make America great again. Thank you very much.
So after his over 90-minute monologue, everybody was on their feet to make America great again. Even Biden almost says it too.
So tonight, I'm asking every American to recommit to make America so make America what it, think about it.
And now his people are actually saying it.
So yes, this November we're going to make America great again.
As I never understood anybody living in America being against making America great. It's almost like you'd have to be an operative working on behalf of Russia or China to constantly convince the people that America thriving is a bad thing. Which makes sense, as MSDNC really despised Trump's speech.
Donald Trump is an old man clearly in decline, and we must start talking about him the same way that we are questioning Joe Biden, because Donald Trump cannot stay on message for even 5 to 10 minutes.
So they expect Americans to believe that after ignoring Biden's decline for over 4 years, they suddenly now are experts in cognitive ability, crying that he can't stay on message when it's really because he doesn't need to. And I personally know this as someone that live streams weekly for 1 to 2 hours. If I rambled off topic too much, people would tune out. But if you're someone as successful and beloved like Joe Rogan, Tom Brady, or Donald Trump, it doesn't matter what they're saying because people don't tune in for your syllabus, they tuned in for you. And sadly, someone on MSNBC can't even conceptualize the idea of loyalty beyond messaging. And it's even funnier as Savannah Hernandez exposed how fake their entire establishment is.
You guys know that I've been confronting members of the media all week, and you might have asked, hey Sav, how come you haven't confronted Jen Psaki, Joy Reid, or Rachel Maddow of MSNBC? They've been doing live coverage all week. Well, it's because I found out they're actually sitting in front of an LED screen. Now, behind me is the NBC booth where I'm sure they're taking that live feed from, and this is actually the shot that has been behind them.
It's so bad, even CNN took digs at them.
And you're actually here live.
We are here live, as opposed to some other networks that just have a big LED. Who shall remain nameless?
Where even they admit how well this is going for Trump.
This whole thing is like this. And
hey, guys,
the last time I was in a convention that felt like this was Obama 2008. There's something happening. Yeah. A bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden.
As Biden recently canceled his appearance in Las Vegas.
The president has been at many events, as we all know, and he just tested positive for COVID.
Yes, but don't worry. Apparently it's a strain where you no longer have to wear an N95. It apparently just makes it really hard to walk downstairs. Or even something as simple as getting inside your vehicle is very difficult. But somehow, they want to paint this as some courageous feat for Biden.
Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active situation. Weird situation, we'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing?
And I admit, someone at his age and his condition does need to take extra precautions when dealing with disease. But during an election season, they probably don't want to be bringing up this specific illness, as many Americans remember this lie.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
And more importantly, this lie.
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death unvaccinated.
Yeah, they can't triumphantly tout how he's beating an illness without reminding us how he basically told many Americans just like me that we weren't going to make it through the winter unless we listen to him, when a lot of us are doing fine, but someone with all their doses is comparing getting that same sickness again to taking a to the head. So if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on the exact moment Biden supporters realize they took it too far and are now terrified.